I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We are into the heart of spring, and the wild offspring of West Virginia are alive and well. We as humans need to do our part to keep them that way. I'll explain how in a moment. Tyler Evans is biologist at the West Virginia Wildlife Center in French Creek and says now is probably the best time to view wildlife in West Virginia, but you need to do that from a distance.
We're getting right to that point now where you're going to start seeing a lot of fawns and cubs and kits and baby squirrels and raccoons out and about, and it's a time that also coincides with some of the greatest levels of conflict in terms of people getting involved.
So many times well-meaning folks think a young animal on its own has been abandoned, but that's a monumental misassessment of the situation.
Typically, the mothers will conceal their offspring, especially in the case of fawns, which is by far the greatest number of calls we receive.
And trying to do what you think is helping is in fact doing just the opposite.
Well, I certainly commend the general public for for having a big heart, but in this case, it does cause a lot of harm to the animal. In almost every case, that young animal will die as a result of that contact with the humans.
Many times, the animals are left on their own for their own protection, and the mother will return only at feeding time and then get away from it to draw away predators. You getting involved puts more scent around that young fawn. And trying to raise a young animal at home is just a dangerous mistake.
I can't stress enough that doing that is against the law. It's very dangerous. By handling wildlife, whether it's young wildlife or adults, the human exposes themselves to the risk of rabies or other diseases, as well as parasites, ectoparasites such as lice or ticks. So there really isn't a good reason to do it, because in more cases than not, the humans opening themselves up to danger, and in almost every case, the animal's probably going to die as a result of that contact.
So if you see young wildlife, leave them alone. Enjoy them from a distance and let nature take its course. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.